I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife, you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud. Turning out, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Tears all down, but I gotta thank God for every day above ground. Know the devil working day and night, but I look him in the eyes and you a damn lie. And I know I could've died in the nighttime. I'm still around because I hear word, not because I'm like him. And I'm up on the doing time, got a message for you. Might be stressing now, but there's some blessing coming. And when it do through all the party and the nonsense, just take some time to thank God for what he done. When the partner you run with come with them negative comments trying to get you to do something, you better not follow them down as I swear, I declare, throw my power in prayer. You had no idea, God is always here.
Family to Real Talk with Pastor E. Want to put a shout out to Charlie Wilson for that dynamic song about being blessed. But welcome this morning to Real Talk with Pastor E. Yes, we are live here from the Now Network Studios, and we are continuing our series this year, this season-long series on domestic violence right next door. And yes, we're going to continue to keep it with a mixed variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic principles based on messages and worship to our God with extravagant respect. And for just a disclaimer here on the Now Network, yes, family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. Yes, through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are taking and walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ And we will, that's a promise, reach the lost and the unsaved. Real Talk with Pastor E. Family, we kind of left off last week with on a topic that is really dear to my ministry and really dear to the network. And that one subject was forgiveness and the spirit of unforgiveness. Something I dealt with personally because, first of all, I always kind of blame myself for all of my bad transgressions. And then I start blaming other people. And then it became a blame game. And I had to really understand that, first of all, I had to know what forgiveness was and how important it was for my new life, not my old life. Yeah, because I have a bunch of stories and a bunch of testimonies and things that we can talk and say, man, we're just alike and we've been through some of the same things. But no longer am I going to be held by those things. I needed to grow. And the only way that I could grow is by, as I shared last week, knowing this Jesus that we're talking about, knowing how forgiveness works and how sacrifice works and how the willingness to grow will now give you the strength to climb. Oh, no, don't move my mountains, but give me the strength to climb. And so I want to share a little something on how I had to deal with this issue because it first started with me. It was, yes, I had a lot of people that I needed to forgive and a lot of people that I needed to forgive me. Well, let's just keep it real. More people that I needed to forgive me. But I first had to understand how to forgive myself. There were some things I've done over my lifetime, even as an adolescent, as a child, not listening, not following instructions, going right when my dad said go left and would listen to other grown-ups say the same thing my father said, but would actually follow their instructions and not his. I had to go through forgiving myself for not finishing college and going to the Marine Corps to be rebellious towards my father. Oh, there's so many things that we could hold on to for getting in trouble before the making the team. And so many things you look back on those woulda, coulda, shouldas. Oh, yeah, we're still talking about domestic violence next door because forgiveness is important to remove that spirit of unforgiveness. So as I learned to forgive myself, I had to really let myself off the hook. I had to first, before I could even begin to forgive all of those hurts and pains and all of those scars and all of those wounds, I had to learn basically how to forgive myself. The first step, number one, if you want to write this down, the first thing that I had to become familiar with was prayer. I had to learn to that prayer was not just petitioning, but prayer was communicating. Prayer was just not me hindering God with all of my issues and asking for help in my time of need, but it was developing a line of communication with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. All three can be in this one conversation of unity. Then to know to pray, you have to go through certain steps. Now, I want to share with somebody out there today, you may just be missing the mark by one step you're overlooking. Sometimes we follow and we do, but we leave out one, that last ingredient. I want to share hope in your life today, that one ingredient that can be redeemed, that one ingredient that can be restored can now put you back in line and in position with what God is ready and willing to do in your life. I want to give you something to read here today as we get ready to open up the lines. We're opening communication. If you're on this broadcast and you were here last week and you invited somebody, send out a new text. If you're on Facebook, go on I hope Minister Terry's here. I think she's working today, but if she's on here, please go to the event page and let's blow that events page up. If you've been affected in any form of violence, get on this broadcast because we want to hear from you just like we want you to hear from us. But before we go there, I want to just share these couple of scriptures just to give us some foundation today because it's important for us to be healed. It's not just important for us to come up with groups and rallies and systems. Oh, yeah, they're important. But if we are not whole and we are not full and we are not healed completely, I know some people think healing is only for colds and cancer. And no, being healed is being made whole. The Bible says that who the Son sets free. Have you been set free today by Jesus? then who the Son sets free is free and free indeed. A lot of people look at that and say, well, indeed. No, indeed, you are free in your deeds. You don't have to fret. You don't have to worry. But as we shared yesterday on Wake Up, Get Up, and Move in Your Purpose, you in this world, you will be faced and you will be challenged with problems. There will be circumstances and transgressions. There will be issues that you will have to deal with here on this earth. But when we have been made whole by God and we have been whole by Jesus Christ, he says now that he has conquered the world. He has taken over all of the transgressions, he has died for the sins. He has died for the wrong things. He has died for the abuse. He has died for the violence. But if we hold on to those things, I want to really help myself today, and I hope I help somebody in this means, that as long as I hold on to it, I am discarding what God, what Jesus, and the Holy Ghost has already done. See, I need my freedom to stand strong. I need my freedom to go to the next level, because guess what? Somebody's going to need to hear this from you. And it's going to be somebody that you would never think that needed to hear it, but they're going to hear it because only your testimony can help them make their own testimony. Mark chapter 11. If I can get you to turn your Bibles there, I'm not going to preach it out today. I'm not. We're definitely going to talk about this tomorrow on Sunday conversation with Pastor E. Forgiveness. If you just go to chapter 11 of Mark and beginning at the 22nd verse. Now, just to give you a little recap on this whole chapter, this is when they had performed miracles. Jesus had performed miracles and fed the 5,000, and now they're on a journey. In the midst of leaving from one ministry, they were all hungry, and from far off, they saw a fig tree with green leaves. The wind was blowing. It looked healthy. It looked like it would be very, 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 very full of good fruit. So they just detoured another way to go to the fig tree and then to their destination. When they got to the fig tree, they looked and it looked pretty and it looked full, but it was fruitless. At that point, Jesus spoke a word and cursed the tree. And so they were on their way. This is the actual instance of their on their way back. We'll go back to verse 20, chapter 11 of Mark. It says, now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. Now, Jesus now is going to give us a principle on how we can follow the instructions and get the produce, get the good fruit. Because a lot of us are still hanging around dead trees with sin and with pain and with past. But watch this. So Jesus said to them, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now, I just want to share a principle. We're not talking about having faith. We're talking about praying, because you see, it went a little backwards. He started off there in 20. He says, have faith in God. You must have faith in God. But you can't have faith in God if you're not praying to him. So he goes back here in verse 24. He says, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, have faith in God. So you have to learn, family, to pray in faith. What is praying in faith? Praying in faith is praying not your will, but the will of God that is already done. You are praying in faith, even though you don't see it on the outside. You don't see it in the physical, but you know it is already done on the inside. You now have done a shift on your positioning. You no longer are relying on your physical, on those pains, but you are now relying on the Spirit of God that dwells within me. Oh, yes. And here's the good thing. It dwells in you, too. But we must first learn to pray in faith. Then he says, we have to take away something. The next step that you have to do, he says, and do not doubt. If you're writing this down, put praying faith times speaking it. Because he said right there, say to this mountain, be removed, and believe it shall be done. And do not doubt. You have to take away doubt. Then he says, you must what? Believe. Once you believe, it will be done. So whatever you say when you pray, pray in faith. Whatever you say and pray, speak it. Whatever you say, whatever you pray in faith, don't doubt. Whatever you pray in faith, add belief. You have to add more belief. Belief just isn't just a one-time occasion. I believe you must continue to add into it. Watch this. Therefore, so I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Don't worry about it's not there yet. It's coming. You just have to know how to be ready to be ready. not expecting, but just ready. Always ready, alert, and willing to say thank you. I knew it was coming. I already saw it in the inside because I made a shift. No longer being affected by my outside. I must be intact with my inside. But verse 25 is something that we're really going to hone in on here right here, because it says, whatever you stand praying, if you have anything, watch that word, anything, against anyone. Those two words right there, anything, that means the smallest to the largest. That means to the people you really don't know that did something to you 10 years ago, just happened to bump you wrong. And if you saw them today, you would still have animosity with them. That's the anyone. It could have been a teacher. It could have been someone done you wrong, an uncle. And you'd say, they're not here anymore. You're going to learn today that this forgiveness thing has nothing to do with the person. It has something to do with you. It has something to do with me. Forgiveness is only for me, if I can just keep that real right now. It says, but whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. Verse 26, but, say but with me this morning. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. Now I know each and every one of us out there say, we all got a past. We all have something. We all need help. We all need something. And we're wondering why we're still stuck in the rut that we are. It's not us's fault. The fault relies back in my lap, because if I am a follower of Jesus Christ and I truly believe in his freedom, I'm blocking my own hindrances. I'm blocking my own blessings. Excuse me. I'm hindering my own advancement by my unwillingness to let go. Let go of the pain. Somebody today has to leave here with less pain. Somebody today has to leave here with a better understanding on how to go to the next level, because you staying in your old hurt is not hurting the old person that hurt you. It's hurting you. See, that forgiveness is for your own growth, for your own happiness. See, when we hold on to hurt, pain, and resentment and anger, it harms us far more than the offender, the person that did it against us. But forgiveness frees us to live in the now. Because all that time laying on that couch worried about, that was yesterday. We shared this last week. He says, don't worry about yesterday. Tomorrow isn't promised. Yesterday is done, but today is sufficient for itself. See, forgiveness allows us to move on without anger or contempt or seeking revenge. We really have to be important about this, because if you really want to know how many times you're supposed to forgive, the Bible even says that we're supposed to forgive 70 times 70. Oh my God. That is a lot of forgiveness. And I know a lot of us have a lot of forgiving we need to do, but don't put a rein on it. Don't box it in and say, if I just get this one out the way. No, we must be unforgiving free. Now, let me say this right now. Those that have done and have committed will be held accountable for their actions. They will be judged according to their actions. But guess what? God will still forgive them. I hate to say this. Somebody said, well, they won't be. God, do you know that God is, he's not slack to his promises? He desires that everybody on this earth, everybody, good, bad, ugly, this race, that race, he desires that everybody comes to him in repentance. I'm not the judge or the jury. I don't know what position they may call, but I know they'll be forgiven. When they truly repent, when they truly forgive themselves and repent to the Lord, God's going to forgive. So as we, some of us, still sit in our own selves and still sit in our own ways, you can't stop God's giving. Why not just get in line with it and become whole yourself? Heavenly Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for this word. We thank you for the foundation that has been set. We thank you for every listener today that is on this broadcast. That, Lord, we come before you and say, forgive us of any unrighteousness. Anything, Lord, that's not pleasing in your sight, please take it away. Lord, remove the transgressions, remove the hurt, the pain, remove the scars right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that, Lord, we can live a free life of worship to you, that we can live a free life, of honoring you, and, Lord, that we can live a free life according to you, that we'll seek those things above and not those things on earth, that we'll reach to the mark of the high calling and we'll follow you. Denying ourselves, taking up our cross daily, and following. In Jesus' name we pray, and all in agreement said, amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for engaging in this session of the broadcast. I want to bring on my co-host. I know she's probably fired up right now. I get in this word, and she'd be like, don't stop. A couple weeks ago, she's like, you didn't have to stop. Well, we want to definitely just set the foundation and then give us something to build on. And I know there's some people out there that probably really want to talk about this subject. You can have that opportunity, too. You can dial one, get in the queue. We have callers that were here last week that we're going to definitely bring in first. But you can be a part of this conversation this morning by dialing one. This is an open forum, domestic violence or any type of violence right next door. Good morning, Minister Carolyn.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Pastor E. It's a pleasure to be back on with you all with Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. I also have another guest, a young lady from Florida, one of my adopted daughters. I think maybe she could listen a little while and maybe she would want to tell her story. One of my kids that was also in a volatile situation, but by the grace of God, she wormed her way out of it, and she's now a mother, doing well and working, but I'll let her tell her story. But we have Everett back on, Miss Paula, and Gregory has joined back on as well. So, yeah, we could get into it this morning. I think it's going to be a great show.
Amen. I do too. How are you doing? Just to ask.
I'm alive. I'm going and I'm learning every day. And just this topic on forgiveness. I'll let somebody else start it off, but I'm realizing that I haven't let go. It started with my first husband, like, beating me to the black eyes and the big lips, and then when it got to the second and third relationship, it's like I would hit them before they hit me because I had all the anger built in from the previous relationship. And it's like I'm realizing just listening to you that I hadn't got over the first time. And so I dragged it into everything else, and it most definitely made things different because I still held on to that hurt and that pain and that unforgiveness. So, yes, I truly believe that you have to really forgive and mean it, because I don't even know if I meant forgiving, that I forgave the person that I told, you know, I accept your apology, I forgive you. But apparently I hadn't.
That's important. The word keeps coming up in my spirit when you were talking is baggage. A lot of us we obtain baggage and we never clean it out, and we end up taking that baggage with us. And that's not letting the other person off the hook. It's not. It's really making accountability for ourselves that we now, if we become free when we move on, we won't draw the same type. We won't be attracted to the same type. You know, I think attractions have to change also. Awesome kickoff. What we want to do now is I just want to go through. I have several that have dialed one. I want to identify everybody on here just to get your name on here. Area code 661, last 4-5-7-8-7. Can you identify yourself?
Oh, it's Everett Butler.
Everett. All right, got you. Be right back with you, Everett. Area code 323, last 4-8-1-1-4. Could you identify yourself, please?
Good morning. Gregory Frankie. I'm blessed and highly favored and glad to be here this morning. Due to my circumstances, I'm very sick, but you know what? God has called on me this morning to be a part of the show, and I'm very grateful and honored to be here.
Amen. Well, Heavenly Father God, we reach our hands towards Gregory right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for healing, Lord. We pray for the removal of any bacteria, any sickness, any disease that may be coming on him right now, that he be loosed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus right now over him, that by faith he is healed. We believe it, we receive it, and now, Lord, we achieve it in your son's name, Jesus, right now. God bless you. We'll get back to you in a minute, Gregory. Area code 754, last 4-8296. Could you identify yourself with us this morning?
Hi, it's Chantrice McReel calling from Florida, Mrs. Caroline's adopted daughter. How is everybody this morning?
Excellent.
Blessed.
You heard that song? I know y'all said, Pastor, you played that? That's a good song. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I know that.
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen, hallelujah. Area code 323, last 4-8437. You're live on Real Talk. Could you identify yourself with us this morning?
Brother Lewis, Los Angeles Mission.
Doctor, how are you, sir?
Good morning, good morning. God bless you, doctor, and everybody on the line.
Man, I miss you, man.
Yes, sir. Praise him.
We got to hook up. I'm going to make a plan of that this week. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
God bless you, my brother. All right. Well, Mr. Carolyn, I guess I want you to give you an opportunity with your adopted daughter. Bring her in first. She's new to the crew, and give you an opportunity to share and introduce her. And then if she wants to share or just want to talk back and forth, let's do what we do here this morning.
Okay. Praise God. First of all, I'm blessed and I'm surprised that. I'm grateful that she gave us her real name because just a little bit of her history. She's a non-active gang member. She's been through a lot. She's done a lot. Her past, let's just say, is similar to ours, Pastor E, and Gregory's and Everett.
Yeah, there's the... But look, not only you and Everett,
we don't have to go down the line. She's a young version of us.
Guess what? It's a bunch of soldiers like us on this line, too. They just ain't dialed one yet.
Right. So that's how I'll throw her under the bus. We'll just put it like that. She has gone through a lot of trials and tribulations. She has a praying grandmother, I think, which has brought her through. She's lost a brother. I'll bring her on. She did go through a domestic violence crisis at a time, and it had gotten really bad, and that's when I really got involved in her life. I believe that was like 3 years, almost 4 years ago. Maybe, but come on, baby girl, you can share your story if you
good
like.
Morning
you
again,
good
morning again, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. And yes, I would love, I'll call it a testimony, not a story, because I got over it and through it and past it. But yes, I do have a praying grandmother and a praying mama that has my back, just like the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm very thankful for all three of them. If it wasn't for them, I would not be able to tell y'all what I'm about to. Like, I went through, like, a disgusting relationship. I thought love hurt, but it doesn't, you know. And I got beat almost every day, like, not having food. Mind you, I'm only 25, not having food ready at a certain time, you know. Like, I used to get, like, black eyes, busted lips, broken nose. I couldn't go around my family. I had to tell them, like, oh, I'm busy or something, you know. But as I learned and got further within the word, I learned that love doesn't hurt. I learned love is a powerful thing. I learned that Jesus will love you more than anybody walking on this earth will, you know? And as I started praying and believing, because I didn't believe. I didn't have faith. And I was thankful for Pastor E talking about faith and believing, because I was a non-believer 100%. And as I, like, got into the word and had people on my back, and I was able to get through it finally, you know. And now, like my mom said, it's been 4 years. And yes, Mom, you were right. It's been 4 years since I've been out of that situation. God blessed me with a son. Mind you, I have no ovaries, but I have a son. You know, my son looks just like my brother that passed away. I had a brother that passed away when we were 17 years old. He's my twin. And I'm just thankful, you know. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm just thankful that I'm alive, because there's been many times to where I could have been dead, you know, like I got my voice box like shattered, you know, like everything. But I'm still here to tell you guys. And it's like, I want to be like my mom. Like, I want to go around and like talk to young girls that's younger than me, even though I'm still a baby myself, and let them know they can get through it, you know.
Yes.
And it's not hard. And I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because I'm happy. I'm happy that I'm alive to tell this story. You know? And I'm thankful. I'm beyond thankful. Like, and I don't know. And I got to just tell everybody listening one more thing. I began to have seizures. And I had a lot of unforgiveness on my heart. And I would have seizures almost every single day. I was almost brain dead. And as soon as I forgave those people, it's been 6 months since I have not had a seizure. So please, everybody that's listening, forgive, 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 forgive. That's the key to it.
Praise God.
Amen.
And also, Pastor E, I wish that Mr. Wyatt was on the line, because she has also had guns put out on her.
Everything.
And knives pulled out of her.
Guns,
so,
knives, tied up, beat in the closet for 3 days.
Yeah. So she went through some horrific times, and each time she called me, I was like, you got to get out of there. And she would leave, and just like Renita, and she would go home to mama, or no, to grandma. And grandma would pray, and she was comforted, and she was in a safe space. But then she would go back, and oh my God, just like Renita went back just to get a couple of things, but Renita never walked back out of that house. She
right,
got
right.
killed. He killed her. But this child would go back and get it, and I'd be on the phone cussing like, but get those kids. Why they? You can imagine what I was saying. Like, get out of there.
Oh, no. Yes, yes, yes. We know you've grown. You've grown tremendously in 4 years.
Yeah, much prayer, much power.
So we can imagine what 4 years was. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
I would like to say this. You know, we have to... I learned this real recently, because, you know, we think about crying and you know, tears are a form of worship also, especially when you have tears of joy. It's a form of worship of showing God your sincerity on bringing you. I know he's brought me through a mighty lot. I mean, you know that old saying, a mighty long way. No, he brought me through a lot of stuff that I put myself in. And I know that he can do it. And that's the good thing message we want to put out here today. And I hear this from this young lady. She has a desire to help others. You're not too young. You're a perfect age. We need more. We need more of you. that are willing to step out and get out, number one, and say, no, this is enough, but also to take somebody with you and to pull somebody to the next level. That's why we're going to continue this discussion for a couple of weeks or until the Lord says different, because we need to get more familiar with each other and be willing to help and communicate and share a number and say, no, I'm not out there, but call this person. They'll talk to you. They're close by. And that we could really build this network of a sovereign, safe place. Got a couple other callers I want to identify before we go any further, Minister Carolyn. Area code 251-4911. You're live on Real Talk. Could you identify yourself, please?
This is Sister Shoshana Ellis out of Mobile, Alabama. Praise God and praise all the people on the line today and off the line.
All right.
Ready to hear this word and Real Talk.
We're going to bring you back on. I know you have a testimony in this arena. Area code 818, last 46743. You're live on Real Talk. Could you identify yourself with us this morning?
Yes, hi, good morning and good afternoon. This is Paula Golubowski. I was one of the guests from last week, and I
awesome.
Look forward to another meeting with you guys online to discuss domestic violence.
Amen. Thank you, Paula. Okay, so Minister Carolyn, who would you want to bounce off next? We've gotten a great start here, and we have Gregory, we have Everett, we have Shoshana, we have Dr. Lewis, who is one of my great friends here that I know he has words of wisdom. We'll bring him towards the end. Paula's back on, and a lot of our covenant partners are here too. Minister Terry's here to talk also.
Oh, praise God. We could bring Miss Paula. Miss Paula is the young lady from the Southern California Freedom Fighters. And
yes.
Her mother was murdered by her stepfather. So we could hear what she has to say about the
Oh, no, she's back. She's back. Because I know she had to deal
with
this forgiveness issue in her life. We all have. But are we really willing to really be transparent about this thing? It's not easy forgiving. But it's imperative that we do it. Miss Paula.
You know, I probably from second one after my father told me that my stepfather was the one that murdered my mother, the forgiveness was already in my heart. And that's mainly because not only because of the scripture that I know being brought up in church and having ministers and deacons in my family, but also because, like I mentioned last week, we all got along well. There was no hate in my heart, and I understood that it may have been, you know, because my stepfather was in Vietnam, so I don't know if something happened there with his brain, but I do know that he loved my mother very much, even though he did what he did, you know.
Right.
So, and as the years went on, I came to forgive him even more, and that's again because of the fact that I know he loved us as a family and he loved my mom, but only maybe he loved my mom a little bit too much. You know, so I guess it was one of those situations where if I can't have you, nobody else will as well. And my brother, it took a little longer to forgive, I believe, especially, and of course, my dad. My dad was one of the first ones questioned having been the ex-husband. But it's, you know, it's been over 20-something years, so it's become a lot easier. However, the thoughts are still there. The hurt is still there. But that... It's like a background noise for me now because it's been so long and because of my spirituality, I believe.
Man, and that's important. I like what you said. It was already in place because you said you didn't know at first, but you had already put in place that whoever it was, you were going to forgive them, whether it was a next-door neighbor, your stepfather, or a stranger.
Pastor E., I don't know about that part. But once I found out it was my stepfather, that's when the forgiveness was there already.
I see that's transparency. If y'all, but listen out there, we love the Lord, but we want to let you know it takes work to get these principles to get in place. It's just not a snap of a finger and an anointing falls down and all of a sudden you have a different mindset. We really have to go to work on this thing. She even said 20 years it's gotten better. And that, you know, we grow each day, but we cannot hold on to that thing. We want to give you an opportunity, Paula, to share with our listeners today anything that God has put on your heart to help the next person, to draw somebody out that that's not speaking out today. We want to hear from everyone, but we want everybody to get an opportunity to share today.
What's really on my heart is, and I'm going to try to tie the domestic violence into it, is my home city of Chicago and all these deaths that are occurring, these runaways, the young ladies that are out there on the street for whatever reason. It could even be domestic violence. We don't know, you know. But I also serve with this entity called BHA, which is Bringing Home America, and we focus on missing persons, especially missing and exploited children. Mm-hmm. And Chicago has really been going through it right now. I fear for my family. I fear for my friends. And that's really been on my heart. I've been working up at that a lot this week. And again, with this broadcast, it kind of brought back to life that the fact that some of these issues may be domestic violence. We have no idea, you know. And while the media wants to portray these young ladies, especially as drug addicts or prostitutes or whatever, that doesn't matter. It's still a life that's lost and a life that could have been saved, hopefully, had the resources been in place. So that's what's really been on my heart this week. Also, our justice family is involved with helping to find. We've been canvassing neighborhoods out there in Chicago, going through abandoned buildings this week, going through the neighborhoods, passing out flyers, you know, because these young ladies are ending up in garages, in vacant houses, dead. So someone's out there preying on our children, and that has been really the focus of my heart this week. So I just want everyone to pray for my city, that we find out what's going on, and then make sure that we have enough resources out there and that people are aware of the resources that will help in cases of domestic violence, whether it be a boyfriend, whether it be a dad, or a mom, or whatever. You know, again, that's what's been on my heart this past week.
Man,
I appreciate this opportunity to bring that up.
But that's awesome you brought that up, because some numbers I've been putting together was the results of domestic violence, 70% end up in either a homeless situation or in a human trafficking. That's our new prostitution word here in America. Or
yes.
Either in a human trafficking situation out of domestic violence, because there's nowhere for people to go. There's not enough doors open. There's not enough of these broadcasts. There's not enough phones to call. There's not enough people to say, I'll find a way. I'll help you to get out of that situation. And then they end up where people have the financial gain. They have a way to put a roof over their head. But then the cost they have to pay, and now they're in we need help across our nation.
Yes, we do, Patrick.
Yes, across our nation. This is a epidemic, and it starts from violence. But then from violence, it begets so many different other things that now drug addiction, homelessness, as we've spoken, human trafficking, murder. We said this last week. There is not a violent situation that ends up in love. If you don't get help and you don't shout out and say that enough is enough, death is normally the last resort in that area. Thank you so much, Paula, for opening up and sharing that. We need that on our covenant prayer list. Minister Terry, Chicago, Florida, California, Detroit, these big cities, these major metropolitan cities are where a lot of this activity is gone, because people get lost and nobody looks. They feel they ran away or they left the state or something like that. And then the last thing I want to point on what you said is there's people out there serial killing. They're not just praying. They're serial killing our children throughout the country just because they're out there and nobody knows where they are or nobody's looking for them. We need help, and
that's
we need
right,
prayer
Patrick.
In those areas. Yes, we need help and prayer in those areas. Minister Carolyn?
Yes, sir.
You want to bring Gregory in next? He wasn't here last week.
Okay, yeah.
And I know he's not feeling well, so we definitely want to give him an opportunity now. Gregory, welcome back to Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. We bless you again for coming on 2 weeks ago and sharing your testimony. We also applaud you for coming on in the midst of your difficulty this morning, but we want to give you an opportunity to share this morning. Mr. Carolyn is live with you guys. If you want to talk with him now.
Good morning, Gregory. How are you?
Oh, I'm making it. Hey,
okay.
Thank you, Pastor Eve and Minister Sheriff. I want to thank you guys truly. But I would like to say this morning to all the women, to all the ladies, the females, the queens in America. If I have caused any pain, heart, shame, I truly apologize deeply from my heart, because I live a life of destruction. I've been holding on to this guilt and this shame and this fear and masking myself up, and things that I went through, I just took it all out on the mat. And I take sole responsibility for that. But it has to take me to give my life back to God and let him have control over my life. And right now, I'm humble. I sit still. And I just want to let the women out there know that everything is going to be all right. God got your back, and so do I. And I am totally against domestic violence. And I just wish these men out there would stop, give your life to Christ, and become a son, a child of God, like I have. And it took me 24 years of my life being incarcerated to get myself back on track, get myself back online, and come out here and help everybody as possible. And I'm willing to share, give, because I know that's what God wants me to do. And I'm living his will and not mine. You know, because when I was living in my will and taking my will on my own, it never worked out for me. My blessings was blocked. Everything that I wanted, I was being selfish, and I just wanted things to fall in my hands, which God had control, and I wouldn't get blessed. Now that I've turned my life over to him, everything's been beautiful, it's been wonderful, and I've learned patience and be peace and humble in life. And I can't say enough to the women out there that, you know, just stay guarded, protected, and stay shielded, and just believe that everything's going to be okay. And I promise you, God got something for all of you women, including myself and everybody that's listening.
Yes.
So if you have a story, please share it, because you have a lot of people that's out here that's with you, not against you. And me speaking for myself, I love everybody, you know. And God has given me a second chance in life. And what better to go out there and help people, you know, and making these amends and just feeling free and doing everything God put on my heart to do, because the Spirit lives in me and is alive and very well. And just like the other day, I want to share something. I go to a daily center every day where we have classes. And they give us 3 hot meals a day. Well, every day I will take a plate and give it to the first homeless, and I just feel so good just doing this giving. I know there's a lot of people that need help. There's a lot of people that's going through something. But you know what? We're there to help those people and bring them up. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys. And God is good. I have a good God. And all the listeners that are listening and all the participants that's on the phone today, God bless your heart and your spirit. And I'm here, and I'm here with you. And I thank you guys once again, Pastor Ian and Sterling. And it's good for me to be back. And I'm looking forward to coming back again. But right now, I'm going to turn it on back over to Minister Sheridan. Thank you, sweetie.
Amen. Bless you, my brother. We're going to definitely we got to do some kind of rally together with all of us. We're going to put it together before the end of the summer. Keep that lifted up in prayer, and we're going to keep you lifted up in prayer. He said something that I just want to say for a man who hasn't asked. I want to ask for him. I want to stand in for anybody who's done wrong to you and asked for you to forgive me. Any wrong words that were said, any wrong doing that has been done to you, use me as a bouncing board. Forgive me for someone else that you didn't hear it from and haven't had an opportunity to hear it. I will stand in the gap today and say, forgive me. Then on my own record, if I've said anything, done anything to anyone throughout my 55 years on this earth, please forgive me. I repent for my wrongs. I repent for my sins. I repent for my transgressions, but I stand here forgiven today and ask you to stand in agreement with me and forgive me for anything that I've ever done. And I ask the Lord to give me the strength to not do anything to offend anyone ever again in my life, in Jesus' name. Everett, since we're on a roll here, I want to bring Everett in here next. Everett, good morning. God bless you, my brother. Just shout out, man. Whatever the Lord is pulling your heart out, we got a little flow here. So, an opportunity to hear from you.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Thank you for having me, first and foremost. And to the women who spoke about the abuse that they endured, and to the women who are listening, and to anyone who's listening that's encountering abuse next door, you know, I want to step to the plate and apologize for the hurt, harm, and pain that I've inflicted on the women's heart and the people of the world's heart who have may have even heard of something that I've done in the world, because I once was that type of member. And today I stand in chains. However, I do accept the fact that I was once that type of person, so for that I do apologize. And when you speak about chains, it's not an easy task. And even in the words we were speaking about forgiveness, that's not something that is easily done. You know, I own reasons that I need to forgive people for. Today I still struggle with that. One of the main reasons is because of the monster that I once was. It didn't allow me to forgive. It was about regret, and if it was regret, I had to make you pay for that for whatever reason, right? So I have reason to forgive some of my own loved ones for some of the things that I feel that they've done wrong to me. And be that as it may, reading the good word and standing on the path of growth and maturity now has afforded me the strength to do so. That doesn't mean that I don't still struggle with it, but I find strength in having conversations and meetings of the mind like so. So just on that note alone, I appreciate each and every one of you sharing your story and even listening to what I have to say. I walk away from these conversations feeling a bit stronger, just as Gregory spoke about being able to give. I work amongst a lot of homeless people, so when I'm able to give them something, I feel good about it because I know that's the form of giving back and living amends. And I live amends because I know that I owe amends to the world. You know, I owe amends to the people. Like I say, it's not easy. Some of the things that I think about, it cheers me up. You know, I work amongst people who shoot needles in their arms every day, and they really don't have anywhere to go. And it's cold out here in San Francisco. So I wonder, wow, you know, that could have been me. You know, that's somebody's daughter, that's somebody's son. You know, it hurts. But all I can do is do my due. I can't make the next person do their due. So while we stand united in what we do, I think we make the world a better place. And we have to keep that in mind and continue to put our best foot forward in doing so. And with that, I thank you.
Yeah, bless you. That's awesome. I have an invitation for you and Gregory. I'm going to call you guys after this broadcast from a 562-391 number. I want to ask you guys, I want to offer something to you to do with the broadcast. But, man, love you guys, man. We got to do more. And I think the Lord just put in my heart how we can. But God bless you for coming on. I want to bring on Dr. Lewis on the line right now. My brother, Dwight. You are in the mission. You are right there in the midst of it. And I threw some statistics out there of homelessness and drug addiction and human trafficking being the results of domestic violence. Is that something that you experienced there in the heat of the battle?
Yeah, Pastor Ed, domestic violence, usually the main thing about domestic violence is it's all about control. And like you started off this morning about forgiveness, anger is an emotion that all of us have. And the reason that we have anger, most of the time, is childhood experiences. And the roots of anger stem from love, fear, and hurt. And so you can place any one of us in our anger, and what does it stem from? It's either hurt or fear. And so, you know, some people have to understand about the other dynamics about human trafficking. is very good, and God uses therapy, because God uses therapy. What's good about therapy? It makes you look at yourself. It makes you not blame the other person. When women date men or being interested in men, because women are audible. So if they listen to a man, the same man that turned into Ivan the Terrible didn't start like that in the relationship. You know, he was sweet and nice and affirming and accepting and all those, because women are audible. So if a man talks to a woman long enough, that same guy that tried to kill her is not the same guy that started off with that conversation. And so sometimes it's very imperative that our young ladies get to know who these men are and how they feel about their mother. You know, because, you know, I come from the Max Superfly generation. And so people that are oppressed, they oppress each other. And so it's not that, you know, it wasn't like Martin Luther King wasn't there and Malcolm X, but I chose the Mac and the Superfly. You know, and many of us young men in the ghetto across the nation, it's like when cocaine hit the nation's epidemic, it was a national devastation. And so, you know, kids being poor, and that's why a lot of girls get caught up in that traffic thing, because it's a poverty, and we live in a capitalistic society. So some people, listen, you're going to get your nails done. And if her mother was abusive, then, you know, what happens when a slick-talking brother pull up in an Impala, back in the days it used to be a Cadillac, and he say nice things, and she's coming from a verbal abusive situation. You know, we're going to have things. You're going to get your hair done. You're going to get your feet done. You're going to have some gold if you want to. You're even going to have your own car. So a lot of things didn't start off like that. Some of it is like the American dream, but the trafficking thing, it's nothing right about it. It's no right way to do wrong. But a lot of kids, these young boys, they're angry at their mother. They've seen their mother being promiscuous. They don't trust women. Anger can turn into displaced anger. So because I'm angry at my mom, I'm going to take it out on everybody that gets close to me. You know, and then there's no father image and stuff like that. So it's a perpetual thing. You know, we and forgiveness is not that easy. You might have to go to some support groups. Some of these ladies that are survivors, we all are survivors of something. Like the old folks say, if it don't kill you, it'll make you stronger. And so now we're not supposed to be bitter, but better. So now how can I help somebody? Since God has kept me alive, I need him to come into my heart, because forgiveness is a supernatural thing. It's not something you can do on your own merits. You can try it. You can think, because sometimes it's deceptive. Sometimes you think you've forgiven people, but you end up taking it out on your next spouse. So that's why a lot of people, a lot of us have to be healed. That's why we have so many divorces and remarriages, and I've been there and all of that, because we still have biases. We have some of us may not like a light skin, but some of us may not like dark skin to people because of relationships we have or people in our lives. We carry those things into the next generation. We impart some of that stuff because we have certain biases because we've been hurt. And so sometimes we need God every day. We need the word. We need people that's going to tell us the truth in love. We need to stay in truth. Like I heard you say, Pastor E, about that Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So, you know, that's why we have anger today. Some of us Christians, we still get angry. We get angry if Christians not committed. We get angry about something. Some of us still get angry white folks. You know, so there's still some deliverance that needs to take place. Some women are still angry at men. And so I commend these brothers that have stood in the gap. And, you know, we got to keep imparting to these young men that, you know, putting their hands on women is not the right way. We got to encourage them to love themselves, because everything is imparted from the prior generation. So a lot of things that you see with our kids today, all that has been passed on. My mother used to say, monkey see, monkey do. So a lot of this stuff has just been passed on. Some things that we can teach people, and some things they're going to catch by what you do. So we see all that stuff. And the home, I'm going to say this, the house used to be the safest place in America. Now the house has become the most dangerous place, because now you got people, everybody minding their own business. You got people that kidnap four or five girls and have them in their home for two or three years. Won't nobody even know about it. So, you know, we got to be watchful. We got to be prayerful. We got to keep on having these talks and discussions, keep on spurring one another to love and good works. And I want to encourage everybody, don't let the devil shut you up. Don't let the devil shut you up, because somebody needs to hear it, and somebody needs to see an example of a miracle. And everyone on this line is a miracle, because God has kept us from our foolishness and didn't let us die in our sin. And so it's not, you know, you just got to be wise as a snake now and harmless as a dove. And just like that snake talked to Eve in the beginning, is the same snake that slid up to that girl. He told you, I told you my name was Snake. So, you know, my name is Snake. My name is Killer. What's your nickname? My name is Killer. Call me Killer.
That's real.
Yeah, most domestic violence. So sometimes we be blinded and we see the knight in shining armor and say, okay, I'm going to carry him down the altar and he's going to be that good husband, good father and everything. But the man told me his name was Killer. So
Killer.
We forgive ourselves. But one thing about forgiveness, Pastor Lee, Pastor Ed, is we got to forgive ourselves with God's help because we're not greater than God. And we got to, when we forgive people, we release them so I can go ahead and be better with my life and bless other people and not hurt them because of my unforgiveness.
Come on now. Bless you, man of God.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you. You wonder why you got jacked up and you went out with Jacker.
Yeah. You know, they say you can't run with turkeys and fly with eagles. So you tell me when you run, but I tell you who you are. So we still have to be compassionate to those that don't listen because we know we was at a place where we didn't listen. So we just keep praying, baby, you know, here's my number or, you know, call this person, refer him to that person. Whenever you get tired of being sick and tired. Because, you know, when we talk to some of our people in the streets, they say, man, you got to be crazy. I'm trying to get an in food. I'm trying to have some money. You know, stay out of my business and mind your own. So we're dealing with some demonic demons. We're dealing with the strong force of evil, and we have to take the kingdom by force. You know, we have to keep taking the kingdom by force and let God continue to do spiritual surgery on us every day, every minute, every second. I need you, God. I can't make it without you because I don't want to take it out on the children because when I'm hurt, I'm going to cry out some kind of way. So, Lord, help me, heal me, and use me. Use me, Lord. Just use me as long as you can. I don't want to be used by the devil no more. Please use me. Put your hand on me for good so I can bless somebody else in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus' name. Bless you, man of God. Minister Terry, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor Ian, Minister Carolyn. Good morning.
Good morning, family. Good morning, all the listeners on board. I tell you, I've been over here listening, but Pastor E, I tell you, that opening, Charlie Wilson, I am blessed. I say that every morning. I thank him. Thank you, Lord. I am blessed because he has opened my eyes again. It wasn't me, it's him, and I have to give him all the glory. But, you know, family, I've been listening to you guys. You guys have been touching some key words here. And the young lady, Minister Curlin's daughter, said believe, and some other ones on the board said believe also. We got to believe. And then unforgiveness is just floating around. Repentance is floating around. But Pastor E, I was listening to you and all the listeners. That unforgiveness, this is me to Mark 11:25. We have to forgive. You know, I had to really meditate and dissect that scripture to be able to get that unforgiveness out of my spirit. And if we don't get that out of our spirit, we have to. That's where we have to start. But I want to go back to Minister Curlin's daughter because I heard her say that she had no more seizures. And I've heard everyone on board said that the young ladies, men, whoever in a domestic situation, to get out. Because God loves, love doesn't hurt, and God loves you, and they don't want you to hurt. I had a friend. She succumbed to her injury. She, just this year, she was on the line, on the broadcast, she was telling her testimony. And 2 months, 3 months later, she died of head injury. So
we didn't even know.
No, because, you know, I just hadn't heard from her because she would always come and she'd call in and we would pray with her and everything, you know. And she was a praying woman and she loved the Lord. But this is the thing, women and men, we have to first find out and we have to love Jesus. We have to love Jesus so we can love ourselves and we can love others. We have to know him. We have to get that relationship with him before we have a relationship with anybody and anything. I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God for his word, and I thank God for the people he has placed in my path because it opens my eyes, which I can share Jesus said. It can open other eyes because Jesus loves you. The world don't love you. Jesus loves you. I'm just sitting here. I tell you, Pastor, I'm just over here. I'm just excited listening to it. And that young lady, Mr. Curlin, I'm praying.
Minister Carolyn, tell our listeners, you had a personal experience with forgiveness, with unforgiveness. I mean, you got some stuff right there in your own family you had to grow from This just ain't just a person getting on here all excited because she's a Christian.
No.
She had to grow through this thing. Come on, share that about your brother.
You know, it was in 2010, my brother was murdered in his home, someone he invited to his home. And it was a heinous crime. And I got injured. I had to go on ambulance drive to the emergency room for my passing out. But you know what? So, but after that, I had to go to my pastor who kept me in counseling about unforgiveness. And I went to psych for unforgiveness. I had to just get that out of my spirit. But I had to get that unforgiveness out of my spirit to let the love of God go. And I tell people, when you get the love of God in you, you may not like what people do, but you love them. Because you know what? You love them because you follow His word. Oh, I thank God. I thank Him every day. Sometimes I can't stop thanking Him because I know. And I know we all was lost. But He found us. And Jesus changes us from the inside. Ain't what you see on the outside. It's from the inside. It's how you think, how you look at things, how you think about others, how you think. Oh, I thank God. I thank God for
hallelujah.
The word. I thank, hallelujah. I thank God, Pastor. You know that. I love the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I love
yes,
you all
yes.
too, family. And
bless
God
you.
Bless you. Amen.
But just that one little insert, I know helps somebody because we've all had to deal with this, but we all must grow from it. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Terry. Man, this has been an awesome broadcast, Mr. Carolyn. We're going to the next level. I want to extend this invitation for next week. Let's continue to talk. The communication is getting better. You don't need an invitation. If you're on this broadcast, be here next week, Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And if you're in the mountain, that's at 10 a.m. So 9, 10, 11, and noon here for Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. Domestic violence right next door. Closing remarks from you, Mr. Carroll.
I just want to thank everybody for coming out. I look forward to bringing in more people. I look forward to getting more of the young people on board. As my adopted daughter said, you know, we need to deal with more of these kids so they don't have to wait till they get to my age to start dealing with some of their issues, and they know they could have help. And like you said, Pastor E, now is the time for her age bracket to step up because they can play a big part in this. They can solve a lot of these problems, and they can help women their age.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to trudging down that road and gearing more that way. So just thank everybody. Blessings to all, and that's all I have.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. I personally want to thank the men. I want to thank my brothers for stepping up and being on this broadcast and sharing your feelings and sharing your points and your views and your transparency that we aren't perfect and we haven't always had it together. And each day is a growth period for us to go. But just to get on, we don't talk enough and we don't get on enough for these broadcasts. I salute my brothers this morning. We're going to reach out to Minister Wyatt, get him back on here next week. But we want everybody on here to invite someone that you didn't even think had a issue with domestic violence or any type of violence to come back on this broadcast next week, 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon Eastern here for Real Talk with Pastor E and my co-host, Minister Carolyn Hamilton. Domestic violence next door. Family, it's a war. And until you wage war, you know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness. So we is not where you fight, or it's not how you fight, but it's where you fight. And knowing that it's not the physical anymore. Nobody in the physical is my battle anymore. But I can win the fight by going to battle in the spirit. And knowing that the battle has already been won. But you got to first be willing to go and take back what the enemy has stole. God bless you, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. And yes, this means war.
it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got, that's all you got.
That you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.